Next time, our guest is Frank Delaney. This much-loved novelist is also a former BBC journalist. Born in Tipperary, Ireland, Mr. Delaney's many novels now include one bearing the name of his hometown. The book, Tipperary, gives us all fictional entree into the rich culture, history, and current realities of the Emerald Isle, just as he did in his best-selling novel, Ireland. Since Frank Delaney's 20 books are both nonfiction and fiction, it's well worth asking him, what is it that's so compelling for him about stories?
The stories we all tell matter. It's interesting to think about story at this stage of man's civilization. But when you start to analyze it and look at where story is, people talk about the narrative in music. Narrative painters, the Impressionists were in many ways narrative painters. Journalists talk about getting the story. It is ultimately our primary form of communication in terms of expression. Obviously, we have the super primary forms like conversation and eye contact and so on and so forth. But in terms of the conveyancing of the proceedings of one spirit to another, it's best done in story. And I've always been intrigued since I was a small boy by the fact that the greatest part of the word history is made by the word story. It's ultimately about the way we are permitted to use the proceedings, to bring the proceedings of our imagination to bear upon facts. You know, never let the facts get in the way of a good story is what they say about flawed journalists, but they should say it about talented novelists.
And Frank Delaney is certainly a talented novelist. He brings us plenty of facts in our upcoming conversation and does not let those facts get in the way of his many good stories. Please be with us when Frank Delaney joins us next time.